Welcome, everyone, to our public hearing on the interim fiscal year 2027 budget and the regular town council meeting. It is Wednesday, June 17th at 6:30 p.m. We're at Lot 2, Castle Valley Drive, also on Zoom. We will open with a roll call, and then we'll start with our public hearing tonight. Is that...
Okay, here we have Jasmine Duncan, Tori Hill, Emily Gibson, the Llewellyns, Colleen Thompson, Ron Drake, Greg Halliday, George Honer, and Egmont Honer. And on Zoom we have Harry Holland.
Dang. We'll go ahead and open our public hearing on the interim budget for fiscal year 2027. So we'll open that to any public comment.
I think I looked at the one in the packet and I didn't see what was proposed for an IT budget.
$2,500.
I saw that for the salary or whatever but I didn't see equipment.
That's in the database.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks. I was just curious.
And John Grill.
Any other public comment? Go ahead and close this public hearing at 6:32 p.m. and open our regular town council meeting at 6:32 p.m. And we'll open with open public comment. Any open public comment? Seeing none, hearing none, we'll move on to item 2, approval of the minutes from our special MBA meeting, our public hearing on the fiscal year 2026 second amended budget, and the regular town council meeting minutes from May 20th, 2026.
I move we approve those as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion? Take a roll vote. Tori?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
Barry?
Aye.
And aye. Item 3, executive reports. We'll go ahead and start with our water agent and water advisory committee report. John, you're up. You're muted.
I'm up. I have nothing special to report. I assume you all got copies of the minutes from the WAC meeting. That would be...
so great.
Excuse me?
Those are so great. You get the minutes.
Well, Sarah is very thorough, and it's helpful. I've been pleased with, very, very pleased with the WAC meeting so far. We've been getting quite a few. The public has been showing up. We've had useful discussions. I mean, nothing special to report other than what you see in the minutes, but they've been very productive meetings, I feel.
Thank you. Yeah, and the meeting minutes are really helpful.
Great. Anyway, that's really all I have, unless you have questions for me.
I don't. Anybody?
Nope.
Okay.
All I was saying was that their July meeting has been canceled.
Yeah.
Right.
And John, last month you talked about presenting us with some changes to some things.
Yeah, and they're not ready yet. Actually, they're... The changes themselves are pretty much ready, but I wanted to write up an explanation and, I wanted to get it in the hands of the council more than 10 minutes before the meeting. I mean, more like 2 weeks before the meeting, and I just wasn't able to do that. But I will, by July, or you can put me before the firing squad.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
And John, I just want to say I really appreciate your extra explanations on things that I don't really understand sometimes. That's very helpful.
Yeah, I realize that some waterized stuff is almost like a foreign language, and sometimes it is worth clarifying important concepts. So I'm glad that was helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
Harry, where are you? You're in a yurt somewhere.
I'm in a yurt in my backyard.
Okay. I thought you were like a Joyful Journey resort or something. But
wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
No, right,
there are no magic hot springs out back or anything.
Okay, well,
just Magic Castle Valley.
I recognize the yurt anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'll move on to the road department report.
Any questions?
Planning Land Use Commission. Minutes are great there as well.
Great, yeah, I was just, yeah, going to say, love those minutes also.
EMS report, did everybody have a chance to read Ed's? No. Perry, did you see Ed's? No.
Yeah, I saw. Yep.
Okay. Anything this month, Pamela? I know you said to leave this renewable communities on here for now.
The low-income committee met and going to be ramping up to get the word out. I think emails have been sent out to agencies that deal with the low-income people and to let them know about this. Hopefully everybody stay in the program. But that's it. That's all. That's it.
Okay. Chief Drake, anything from the fire district?
Well, just that the fire commissioners voted at their last meeting to deny the cell tower on Station 1 property.
The proposal, yeah.
Yeah.
And also the burn window is closed.
Burn window's closed. And I think we're still on a red flag day.
I would think so. Yeah.
probably should be.
Right.
It is, yeah.
Colleen, any IT report other than, you have a hardware proposal?
Yeah, I just wanted to get it on the council's radar, and one of the items is the noisy server.
Yeah, no, that was a really nice synopsis for that. Let us know what we needed to do.
I think it's great that we don't really have to buy any new computers.
Mm-hmm.
So it was... That was a result of hours of research. So if anybody has any questions.
Well, thank you for all of that. That was good work.
Colleen, does that new laptop figure into your list, or is that extra?
What new laptop?
The new one that the town got from the county.
It was just obtained right through a grant.
That was outside my purview.
Okay.
So actually none of the existing laptops were part of what I looked at because they're okay.
Okay. Any correspondence?
No.
And other than the administrative matters and procedures, I think everyone who is a council member or select member probably received an email. We're looking for a volunteer from the Complaint Resolution Board.
Oh, when did that come through?
Today.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
We're 45 or whatever the address, Castle Valley Drive. What is that?
It's actually on Lazarus.
Do we have any town letters? Anybody want to start off?
We haven't had any town letters for a long time.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot to talk about when we're busy doing work. We did hire a groundskeeper. He's starting next week.
Yay.
Let's see how that works.
Any other administrative matters?
I can't think of any. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Well, move on to new business. Item 6, discussion and possible action regarding adopting the 2025 general plan. Hopefully, some of you have been following along with progress of this over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite a read today. Going through it all.
That's a great document. There's a lot of work that went into that, I'm sure.
It was a lot, yeah.
Well, I would move that we adopt the 2025 general plan as presented.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Oh, 2026. Okay. So it.
Right.
Yes.
Sorry.
It does say 2025.
That's when the survey was updated. Even though it says 2026 on the cover, the survey happened in 2025, but the general plan. Well, it's already June. Yeah, okay, so I move since it says 2026, I move we adopt the general plan update for 2026 as presented.
Further discussion? Terry?
No further discussion for me.
I'm taking a roll call vote.
Yes.
Pamela.
Aye.
Sorry.
Aye.
And aye. Thanks to everyone who was involved in putting that together.
And I want to specifically thank Faylene for.
Yeah.
She pretty much came back on board to get it, to get, make sure this got done. So. And now she's retired, and hopefully we won't have to call her back to do it ever again.
Yeah. Deb's great.
Pull her out of retirement again.
Again, yeah.
All right.
So Deb's wonderful, so I really lucked out. Yeah.
Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding adopting Resolution 2026-5, approving the property tax increase impact schedule.
Well, this just has the new numbers that we were estimating last month.
And now they're not.
Now they're not.
This is the true thing.
Yeah.
Which cut our, what was about $1,300 less. And I think they do that to allow for new properties to come online before the end of the year. Because it was only 73,666 rather than the full 75. That way there's a little room for other people to come on board before we go over the 75,000 with that tax rate. So,
and another reason they do it is just to confuse us.
Oh, and yes, which isn't hard to do these days. I would move that we, pass resolution 2026-5. Resolution presenting and adopting the final fiscal year 2027 property tax impact schedule.
Second. Further discussion? Tori?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
Terry?
Aye.
And aye. Item 8, discussion and possible action regarding resolution 2026-6. Adopting the interim fiscal year 2027 budget.
So this is going to be interim until our public hearing in August.
For the tax increase.
And we will not approve the tax rate until after that public hearing. Thank you, Jocelyn, for figuring out all of those subtle nuances that have changed. So.
Yeah, I got to keep up with all of that.
I won't be moving on the budget since I present it.
Well, I move that we approve Resolution 2026-6, a resolution adopting the interim fiscal year 2027 budget.
I'll second that.
Further discussion? Harry?
Aye.
Pamela.
Aye.
Tori.
Aye.
And aye. Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding appointing two positions to the Planning and Land Use Commission. So we had two of our commissioners who are up at the end of this month, and that was Jeff Whitney and Marie Hawkins. Marie Hawkins has decided not to re-up this time. And I first of all just want to thank her for 20 years. Nice. Of serving on the Planning and Land Use Commission.
That's a long time.
I believe we're going to be figuring out a nice gift for her. And she has expressed, you know, willingness to fill in as an alternate, or if we decided to go that route. I mean, I think our ordinance allows for that. So I think we just had to figure out how much money we could spend. Like a little go out to dinner thing or something.
Oh, no. Murray. Right.
Yeah.
So an interim.
So our planning, the ordinance that established the planning commission allows for alternates if we choose to do that. We've just never done it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we kind of have to fall in on a long-term absence because you couldn't just call somebody at 5:30 and say, hey, I can't make it when you go and they're not even up on stuff.
On what's going on.
Yeah.
So like if
somebody, we have a
kind of medical leave or something, you know.
Do we have a the person apply?
Well, yes. I'm going to talk about that next.
Okay. Sorry.
Jeff Whitney reapply, and I absolutely recommend that he continues. He's been quite an asset to the planning commission. I believe everyone who is familiar with him knows what he brings to that. He did acknowledge that he's, you know, had some absences for his own health reasons, but he's pretty committed to trying to stay up on stuff, so. I recommend him, and also I interviewed Matthew Gross, who has been here a little over a year as a full-time resident. He lives down on Miller Lane, and he's got a background in politics, but understands the job and understands that it's not an opinion job. It's, you know, understands that the planning commission views applications based on our ordinances and makes decisions based on that. And I think he's going to be just fine and be a great asset. So those are my recommendations. Those were my only applications this round. And they would start in July.
Yes. Well, that's great, Bobby. Have two people applying for two positions.
Yeah.
Two good candidates.
So you guys usually approve or disapprove of my recommendations.
Yeah. I will approve your recommendation for the two positions on the planning.
Okay. Further discussion? Harry?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
Tori?
Aye.
And I don't forget to get with him and Matthew and figure. Do we, does Deb swear them in at their first meeting? Or do you?
I do. Okay. Yeah, we're going to have to give them an email address.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Get them set up. Okay. Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding approving the Utah Geologic Survey Year 2027 water monitoring MOU proposal.
So I think we budgeted $8,000 for it, and that's 68 something or other.
I thought it was 65 in the budget.
65, yeah.
Change it again.
Okay. And we can. This bill doesn't come in until the very end of next fiscal year, so we'll be amending before then. So,
and also, I didn't understand quite what I was doing, but we didn't use all that we paid last time. So they prorated this bill, and we're going to put some of the prorated stuff over into next year. I don't know. So it may not be the whole amount on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
But then it might, because they're adding Schaefer, they're adding a well, a monitoring well.
Well, it seems like a really essential service for a good price.
Yeah,
yeah, the fact that we only have to pay half.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only thing that saved us and gotten us all of these results.
Yeah. saved a lot of money through the years.
Well, I move that we approve the Utah Geologic Survey Fiscal Year 2027 Water Monitoring MOU proposal.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Tori?
Aye.
Terry?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
And aye. Item 11, discussion and possible action regarding adopting amendments to Ordinance 95-6, land disturbance language.
So I had a question on that. Are these highlighted areas that are the changes in this, are they additions or subtraction?
I think they're modified, right?
So you added C and...
Well, essentially, the goal was to cover times when we would want to review before, like, final approval, because the previous setup had it where it was just approved before you started the project, and then there was no review to see if you actually did what you said you were going to.
So that's the one or more follow-up inspections.
Yes.
Yeah. And so then everybody is going to do the preliminary questionnaire.
Yeah, it's just a little bit more oversight because you can give an approval and walk away and...
Right. And that's at the very beginning of anything that happens.
Yeah.
So...
And then 5 acres later, that bird's moving.
Who knows? It's fine. Wasn't this 7 feet deep?
No.
I'll move that we adopt the... Amendments to Ordinance 95-6, land disturbance language, as presented.
Second. Any further discussion? Harry?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
Tori?
Aye.
And aye. We do not need any closed meeting. We'll move on to item 13, payment of the bills.
And I want to add this addition of the spring of 2026 UGS water monitoring invoice for $2,078.55.
Okay. I move we pay the bills, including the addition of the $2,000, what'd you say?
$2,078.55.
That.
I'll second that.
Any further discussion? Tori?
Aye.
Pamela?
Aye.
Barry?
Aye.
And aye. That's all we got tonight.
Wow.
25 minutes. Wow. Fastest one yet. Bye, everybody.
I think our record is 5 minutes.
For a town council meeting?
No. Right?